Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Final couple weeks here of the regular season in high school basketball. Postseason push is right around the corner. And pleased to be joined now by Troy girls basketball coach. That is Derek Jasper. Presented by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts as well. Coach, guys are playing some good ball. We were just talking about it a little bit ago, but we got to start here. Harper Wettstein, it seems like every single week we are talking about her, and rightfully so. She once again put her name in the record books in your win last night against Pleasant Ridge, in which it was a dominant display, 68-29, but we knew it was coming. It was a matter of time. She's now the school's all-time leading scorer. The records continue to pile up for her, and just obviously one of the best to ever run through Troy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've kind of run out of words to say about her, you know, when everybody's asking, and that was a great accomplishment. Getting that school record in points. You know, she's already the all-time leader in assists and steals at the school. I told Abby Winder last night, Abby came back to the game. That's the athlete that Harper broke her record. Man, I never thought I'd coach a player better than Abby Winder. She's in the Benedictine College Hall of Fame, had a great career down there, but man, Harper, I'm not going to pick which one's the best because it's kind of like apples and oranges. Abby was more of a swing forward, and Harper's kind of that combo guard. So, but two, been blessed to coach both of them, and I told Abby last night that her rebound record was probably safe. Abby had over 800 rebounds, and Harper's not going to get that one. So,
okay.
Everything else in the record book is kind of going Harper's way, and much deserving because she's put in a lot of hard work for it, and a very humbling person, and love coaching her and love being around her, and she's making everybody else better, and we're getting better at playing with her here as the season goes on. So congratulations to her. It was a great night to recognize that.
That's a cool scene, right? You know, Abby Winder, you mentioned, had held that record for a long time. You've coached both, and the fact that she was able to kind of take part in that, I feel like, is a pretty cool story there. But you guys are playing some good basketball right now. I mean, your last loss, you have to go back to the Thunder Classic in a top 10 team in 4A in Rock Creek. Since then, four straight wins, really putting it on a few of these opponents. So you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the regular season, going into the postseason push. And, you know, I'm going to ask you, there's always going to be room for improvement. Every coach is going to say that. But how do we feel as you've won four in a row and as we're pushing down the final three games of the regular season?
Yeah, pretty good. I didn't like the way our first half went against Valley Falls last Friday, but that was a lot of credit to them. They really did a good job of taking care of the basketball and not turning it over to us and giving us those live ball layups and things like that that we get against some people. So credit to them handling the ball well and, you know, playing good defense. We were up 19-16 at half. And we hadn't played well, but it was a lot to do with Valley Falls and, you know, how much they've improved over a year. And we came out in the second half and cranked it up a little bit and got it going. You know, Harper had 22 that game. But the person that kind of stood out that we haven't talked about much this year in that Valley Falls game was Haley Williams, our junior. Had 8 points and 6 rebounds, and that's a pretty solid game. Boy, we'd take that from her every night of the week. So good performance by her. Haley Groff had double digits that night also, so our two Haleys had good games, and Allison Grable had 10 rebounds. So we really came back and had a great second half at Valley Falls. And then last night, boy, it was senior night, and I knew our girls were amped up, ready to go, and P. Ridge kind of been struggling. But, man, we came out of the gates in the first quarter and scored 34 points. That's a school record for us in for points in a quarter. We hit 7 threes. In the first quarter, and you know, it's like 34-7 or 34-5 at the end of the first quarter, and then, you know, the shots quit falling, so it, you know, but it was still a great performance by us. Harper 28. Listen to this. Nicole Judd on senior night, 12 points in the first quarter, 14 overall, so her career high. Great performance by her. So been playing good basketball. Got a tough stretch coming up, so we need to keep improving. You're right on that.
Yeah, 3 games left here in the regular season, all inside the league. It starts Friday against Riverside. You saw them in December, and that was a win for you guys in fairly comfortable fashion. I expect a different Riverside team you're going to see at home on Friday night.
Yep, happens every year. We played our best half of basketball of the season, even up to this point down there that night with having a 42-11 lead at halftime. You know, that's as good as we can play, and we haven't really probably played as good that good since. But every year, you know, from December to February, I don't know if there's a coach and, you know, Coach Burns and his staff that do a better job of getting their girls developed and improving during that time. We've always had some success against them in December because we play a couple times a year, and we're doing that again. And then the second time around in February is always a much different ball game. They're always solid defensively, so well coached defensively, and they do a great job against us. Offensively, that's where they usually make their most improvements from December to now. And, you know, if they're hitting shots, as good as their defense is, if they're hitting shots, it could be a long night for us, but we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, we've got some league standings in play, and more importantly, we're trying to work our way up that sub-state seeding.
Right.
So, really trying to rack up some more wins and try to avoid the losses. And I know Riverside's in the same boat. Everybody's in the same boat right now, you know, trying to get those last couple wins before sub-state seedings come out. But it'll be a great atmosphere. Friday night, big doubleheader up here in Troy, and should be two great ball games.
Yeah, we'll have it. We're excited for it on KNCA Riverside at Troy Friday night. That's Derek Jasper joining us again, Troy girls basketball coach. Always appreciate it, good sir. We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, appreciate you, Brandon. Take care.